Number 40. The coroner's conscience. His corpuscles drained with the rest of his fluid onto the coroner's examination table. The convex of his skull showed convergent cracks. The fractures converged at the point where the blow had connected, leaving a correlating dent. Corporeal fluid continued to leak from the corpulent body, causing it to convulse. Some air trapped in the cadaver's convoluted airways escaped with the sound of a hellish cornet. Despite being conversant in the ways of corpses, the coroner felt a convulsion in his own stomach and vomited as the victim conversed from the dead. He felt he was stuck in a coop with this body. The coroner stared at the cornice as he regained himself by thinking of the copious space on his corral and the coquettes who worked in his stable. At his core, he was a cordial man who was convinced that man was generally good. He had chosen his gruesome career in order to avoid being a corporate stooge like his father. He had been born in the year of the coronation and had enjoyed his correspondent youth as a hippie. He had since read a corpus of information on the time of his youth and had found his lifestyle to be corny. His choice of profession was the corollary of his misspent youth. He thought himself lucky and saw his life as a cornucopia. His conviviality did not stop him wishing corporal punishment for the victim's killer, and he conveyed this to the police. The police hoped to convict the killer if the witnesses would cooperate properly. They hoped the conviction would stick. The police received the coroner's conveyance gladly and convoked the coroner to court as a witness to the horror of the killing. Policemen convoyed the usually convivial coroner as he stepped out of his convertible onto the pavement. He seemed cooperative as he passed through the cordon into the courthouse. As the crowd chanted, asking for the killer to be hung from a cord, the coroner winced. In the days preceding the trial, he had been converted into a man who hated violence of all kinds, including capital punishment. He could see the correlation between violence of the state and violence of the people. As he walked towards the court, he began to sweat. He regretted suggesting the killer be hurt, and his conscience felt heavy. He gave his evidence as obliged and sat in silence as the verdict was read. He wept.